promised I'd be there, and I wasn't. That face I saw afterwards stayed with me for days. This is about what happens when we fail the people we love, and how small shifts of grace can change everything.
Welcome to Why I Love. I'm Nigel. Today, I want to walk with you through a simple practice I call the forgiveness relay.
Here's the question I keep coming back to. Why do we carry guilt like luggage we never unpack? Why does shame feel heavier than the mistakes themselves? Those are the places the On Relay wants to meet us.
I want to be honest with you. A while back, I let someone down. Quietly. Slowly. It wasn't dramatic. I said I'd be there, and then emails, schedules, and good intentions blurred the promise into absence. When I finally saw the hurt on their face, it landed like a stone. I replayed it. I criticized myself. I stopped sleeping well. Weeks went by before I could even say, I'm sorry.
A friend asked me one question that changed everything. What would you say to someone you love if they did this? I realized I would be gentler. I'd name the hurt, offer a sincere apology, and remind them they're not defined by one mistake. I had not given myself that same kindness.
Here's the thing about that line, love your neighbor as yourself. It assumes you have a relationship with yourself worth tending. If you treat your own heart like a harsh judge, the love you offer others will carry that hardness. But if you learn to tend your heart with care, your reach outward changes. It becomes patient, humble, real.
Psychologists call it self-forgiveness. It's not a get-out-of-jail card. It's a reorientation. You own what you did, but you don't build a prison out of it. That shift makes reconciliation and real neighbor love possible.
Quick note on safety. If there's ongoing danger, abuse, or serious harm in a situation, prioritize safety and professional help before reaching out. The relay is not a pressure to contact someone who might be unsafe to approach.
Okay, the practice. I keep it simple because simple keeps us doing it. Three steps. Acknowledge, release, pass it on. I'll walk each one with examples so you can try it tonight.
Step one. Acknowledge. Say it out loud. For example, I promised I'd be there and I didn't. Keep it plain. Naming it takes shame out of the fog and into a shape you can hold.
Step 2. Release. This is the tricky part. Release isn't pretending nothing happened. It's choosing not to let the mistake define your identity. Try a short sentence. I acknowledge this. I will learn from it, not live inside it. Or do a small ritual. Write the sentence on a scrap of paper. Fold it. Take three deep breaths, then place that paper somewhere symbolic, like under a plant or in a drawer. That little physical act marks a turning point.
Step 3. Pass it on. Now think of one person who could benefit from that grace. It might be the person you hurt, or someone else carrying a similar wound. Passing it on could be a short call, a handwritten note, a simple apology, or a small concrete offer to repair. If reaching out feels unsafe, pass it on in another way. Serve someone quietly, give your time, pray, or support a neighbor in a practical way. The key is movement, not perfection.
Here are three simple scripts you can use. Keep them short and true. 1. I messed up. I'm sorry. I want to make this right if you'll let me. 2. I see how my absence hurt you. That was on me. If you're open, I'd like to talk about how to rebuild trust. 3. I couldn't leave this unaddressed. I care about you, and I want to start repairing this, even if it takes time. These lines aren't magic. They're invitations. They leave space for the other person to receive or to keep distance.
A reminder. Forgiveness is never a demand placed on someone who has been harmed. If someone needs time, or safety, or professional support, respect that. Passing grace sometimes begins with setting healthy boundaries, seeking counsel, or doing the inner work first.
Before we sit with this for a moment, try a tiny action right now. If it feels safe, send one sentence as a text. I see you. I'm sorry. Then close your phone.
That small act translates reflection into a real low-risk step. If texting isn't right for you, write the sentence on a note and fold it into your wallet. Small moves matter.
Now, take a deep breath with me. Picture the person who would breathe easier if you offered them disgrace. Picture your own heart a little lighter because you're no longer carrying it alone.
close your eyes. Picture a small next step. A phone call. A note. A cup of coffee left on a doorstep. Imagine the relief of a single honest sentence spoken or sent. Halt that scene gently.
When self-forgiveness becomes practice, it changes more than private feeling. It changes how we show up. A heart that's tended yields patience, humility, and the courage to repair harm. That's how families begin to trust again, and how neighborhoods recover neighborliness.
If this landed with you, try the 3 steps tonight. Name it, do a small release, and pass the grace in a low-risk way. Notice how the relay begins to loosen shame's grip and make space for real connection.
Thank you for sharing this time. If this episode meant something to you, subscribe to Why I Love so these conversations can show up in your life regularly. Share it with someone who might need permission to start their own relay. And if you give the practice a try, tell us your story. Hearing how grace spreads will encourage someone else.
Love who you are and watch the world change. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey. Until next time, keep choosing love.